This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, this next conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. We have this. Coming from Teen Vogue. So let's go do it right now. Teen Vogue thinks that more states should embrace California's strict gun control laws. You know, Teen Vogue, do you remember those magazines that used to have people like Leif Garrett and David Cassidy and Bobby Sherman? You know, back in the 70s, they actually did things that was part of pop culture for teens, you know, back then, you know, going to the dances and clothes and shoes and all this other stuff. Teen Vogue has decided to get away from that. They've decided to shift away from pop culture and decided to, you know, get away from the latest fashions and decided to talk about political issues, which, listen, kids, getting involved in politics is horrible. In a recent column, author Lincoln Anthony Blades argues that while California's gun laws are not perfect, they're a step in the right direction. Because apparently what we need is full-on gun control. He attempts to explain the gun buying process in California, but it's evident that he's never actually gone through the process. He writes, even in states like California where reasonable gun laws exist, gun violence can still occur for many reasons. Anyone who knows a gun owner and has access to their weapon can take it with or without permission and use it for harm. As in most states, children can also be gifted weapons in California. Really? Let's see. Reveal explains that from 2010 to 2015, at least 51,672 guns were transferred among family members in the state where the law does not require a background check on a new recipient until after the gun changes hands. So let's make a few corrections there, Lincoln. Children cannot be gifted a gun. Anyone who is 18, the age at which the government deems anyone a legal adult, can be gifted a gun as long as it's a long gun. Or, unless you live in Florida now. But here's the thing. If you are gifted that gun, you have to be at least 18 years old. You have to be legally allowed to own a firearm, not a prohibited possessor. The firearm could not be an assault weapon by California standards. You had to take the firearm safety certificate test at a local FFL and pass at least, you know, get a 75 on the test, and you had to fill out the report of intrafamilial handgun transaction and send it to the DOJ of California, making it sound like a father goes to his gun safe and pulls out a gun and hands it to his kid is, well, it's wrong, and it's false, and it's completely erroneous, and it's so many other things. And it's because of narratives like these that Americans are so uneducated on firearms and firearm policy. In fact, most of the policies that gun control advocates demand, like background checks, are already on the books. They're already law. But then Mr. Blades he wasted no time making the typical gun control argument that crimes happen in gun control strongholds like California and New York because people go out of state to purchase their guns. And he says, secondly, strict gun laws don't stop the transfer of weapons over state lines. Many of the guns used by criminals in California were actually brought there from outside of the state. Approximately 6,000 guns used by criminals in 2014 alone were purchased in neighboring states like Arizona and Nevada, where there are considerably fewer restrictions. In other states where tougher gun laws, including New York and New Jersey and Illinois, Gun traffickers subvert the laws by smuggling guns legitimately purchased in states with lax laws across the state lines of jurisdictions where tough gun laws exist. Only federal gun reform, or at least the very least more stringent state-sponsored gun control, could eliminate illicit gun buying. How exactly is that going to work? See, legal gun owners are not going to Arizona and buying guns, not buying a trunk load of guns, and then transporting them across the Arizona state line into California. The only people that do that are called gun runners. That's all they are. And the legal gun owners just happens to be somebody that wants a gun. Maybe two or three of this type because he likes them an awful lot. Or maybe because he shoots an awful lot. But for whatever reason, he's not buying a trunk load. So you are conflating things here and you're getting things wrong as you go about doing it. You're also giving criminals way too much credit. If a person wants to commit a crime and they decide they need a gun to carry out the crime, they're going to do whatever they deem necessary to get their hands on a firearm. They aren't leaving states like California and New York to go out and buy a gun because it's illegal for them to buy one of their states. They're getting their guns on the black market. And guess what? There has to be someone or a group of someones with a clean record on the other end of the purchase or the end of the chain who is legally buying these firearms. That is called a straw purchase. That is also illegal. Making the assumption that the legal purchaser is buying them out of state is absurd. You cannot do that with a handgun at all. You can buy one in a state, right, and have it transferred from that FFL to your FFL, but you have to go through the background check in your state. And in California, the most likely thing that's going to happen in California is the guns that you're looking at in Arizona are not legal in California because they have a good gun, bad gun list. Now, you can put more gun laws on the books, but that's not going to suddenly keep the guns out of the hands of criminals. And you want to know why? Because you'd still have that one person with a clean background buying guns for criminals. Because that's lucrative. They call this straw purchasing. Till these straw purchasers are caught committing a crime, they're going to continue to escape by getting by untouched. The other thing is, you got to punish them when you catch them. Now, of course, a gun control op-ed wouldn't be pro-gun control if the author didn't take a stab at the NRA. He writes, perhaps the most pernicious aspect of the liberal gun reform doesn't work ideology that comes after a shooting in a state like California is the idea that a singular method of preventing gun violence exists. In reality, there's no panacea to prevent gun violence in America. Its prevention requires a massive commitment to various strategies enacted concurrently, from reforming the sale process to restricting access to people on the terror watch list to banning bump stocks leading organized social and political action. If you're on the terrorist watch list and you're walking around, something is amiss. Most of the people on the terrorist watch list and the no-fly list aren't even here in the United States. Nobody knows who's on those lists. But he finishes by, what must end in this debate regarding the effectiveness of America's gun laws is the dishonesty with which we allow gun advocates to present themselves as well-intentioned advocates who want to end gun violence just with divergent strategies. This isn't a struggle between two sides, both interested in ending gun violence, but rather one side attempting to save lives and another side attempting to protect the NRA by derailing the conversation. The NRA. The worst argument the gun control advocates like Blades make is that gun owners don't care about anything other than ourselves and our guns. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Because gun owners are mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. Daughters. Sons. They have children. They want to make sure their families are protected. No gun owner in the United States wants to see children shot in a school. No one wants to see gang members use and abuse a tool that is something that should be used only for the last resort. So, you know, maybe you should go back to, you know, maybe we should be doing some cover stories on how dreamy Justin Bieber looks. Or are the Jonas Brothers still a thing? Or maybe, I don't know. I've been out of pop culture for some time because it got to be unfun because they went political. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. bullets in a name. If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This next conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. Now, understand something. There's a lot at work with the left. There's a lot at work with them. The sociological, the theological, the cultural, the political left lie often. That's not new. That's part of the strategy. that they lie regarding the issue of guns is taken for granted, that they do so in the aftermath of children dying, usually as a result of their policies, their horrible policies. They do so with such a predictability that you know, if you can get one of those old dial watches, you can set it by the times they do this. The shooting in Texas is no exception. As soon as this hit the wires, the Twitterverse exploded worldwide with demands that something be done. And you realize that they say this as though they're the only ones who think so. They do so in such a way that if you don't 100% agree with their idea, and they have very few ideas, they throw, you know, pejoratives faster than breathing. Following the Parkland shooting, you know, I put out that, okay, you want to have the conversation, let's have the conversation, but come at it with it from a, you know, an angle of honesty. And, you know, let's try to find something that reasonable people might support. We don't have to spend a whole lot of money. And it could be on a timeline that could be implemented tomorrow. So, that was never met with anything. You know, I mean, a lot of people read the ideas from people. A lot of people support the ideas from people. But that's not the idea. See, it's not about supporting an idea that's actually going to do something about something. This is about control. And them not gaining any control in the process of all this means they're not going to do it. So they hate the Second Amendment, the fact that they hate it, and they're attempting to morph their message to make even those who put forward such a simple goal as that, nonpartisan, completely common sense, that makes something like me appear as a out-of-control extremist. And they do so using a series of surprisingly effective lies. If you try to confront them just to correct the record, that would be of benefit. But because they're using these lies to daily taking steps that would actually save children's lives, those lies have to be crushed now. And make no mistake, these children are dying because of the lies that these people are telling. One lie they say is that they have a true understanding of what's at stake. If you spend time attempting to help them understand simple facts, that's a frustrating effort because they have no capacity to admit what the truth is. Something must be done comment is almost always followed, but Trump doesn't care, neither does the NRA, and certainly not conservatives. And the truth is that a common sense, clarity-driven conservative, you know, as one of them, I'm one of the few people that has, you know, I think would factually, I put, the things I put forth would actually factually come close to stopping them. Now, why did I say the things I say? Because I have grandchildren, and I've had children in schools, but now I have grandchildren, and I do agree that something must be done, but I'm driven to trying to do something that's actually going to work, which it's not about the tool. What we got to do has got to be conclusive. It's got to stop this from ever happening again because, you know, we haven't learned anything since Columbine. It doesn't seem like we're going to. Number two, criminals aren't so bad. You know, Trump got out there and called the members, the gang members of MS-13 animals. And the very same people that say that you and I are non-caring murderers, they got upset because we're not recognizing the humanity of the members of MS-13. But then, in the same Twitter feed, you'd see screed after screed after screed about what's got to be done to stop these school shootings. MS-13 is demonic. There's simply no other explanation for how they rape young girls and dismember them, and even then sometimes document the carnage with nice high-resolution photographs and video. If I lived in an area of the country where MS-13 roamed with Obama-style impunity, I would regularly carry big, big self-defense weaponry for no other reason that they are there. Number three, they like to say that police are worse than criminals. That speaks for itself, except in the case of Parkland, where it wasn't about being worse, it was about being cowardly. But then, in the same sentence, they'll say, but no one other than law enforcement must have guns. And there you see the deep cognitive dissonance that this lie produces based on the last two. But that is something they nonetheless make these arguments all the time. Number five, hardening targets imprisons free people. it's not imprisoning. You know, getting out there and making, you know, talking about the one access way, controlled access way, metal detectors, see-through backpacks and all this other stuff. People are asking, why do you want to turn the schools into prisons? Now, I don't believe these people are genuinely that stupid. I think they're pretending. But they are, by necessity, playing a game in order to advance the agenda. So attacking the most down-the-middle moderate step possible, which is the single entryway kind of thing. This is what they call imprisoning our campuses, which, according to them, campuses should be worry-free zones of education. That's 100% backwards. Harden the target, especially a school campus, and, you know, that's similar to playing defense in any oppositional situation. Layers of defense beats trying to counter all of society by no longer having any criminal or evil impulse. And number six, the biggest lie of all, they don't wish to ban guns. Well, that's just absolutely a lie. They want to ban guns. They want to ban all guns. Not all guns, mind you. They want to keep some because they're worthy. They think the people that would execute their policies, they should have them to enforce them upon us if we should. But then, you know, the discussion turns to no one really caring because something must be done, and that something's always the removal of guns from the population. But make no mistake about it, I really do want to protect children. I do. I really do. But for all of those who believe that hardening targets in prisons are children, here's an observation. Go look around the World Trade 4 building. Every day, more than a million people that walk through it as well. Every day, you can count 6 to 10 uniformed military members and about the same number of NYPD. And if you stop them and say thanks for protecting them, they like it. Because to defend something, you got to be there. Ready to defend it, in a posture ready to defend it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms. Protecting your Second Amendment rights, rockriverarms.com. How do you think the left thinks that we normal people are going to react to their rejection of the idea of rational discussion and debate and its attempt to keep them from participating in their own governance? How do you think that's going to run? What does the elite think lurks at the bottom of that slippery slope? Does the left think the normals will A, meekly submit to abuse and be cowed into submission, or B, that normals will grow even more militant and make their voices heard in other, nastier ways? Spoiler alert for you leftists, it's going to be B. Donald Trump is just one manifestation of the blowback against the rule by contempt of our alleged betters. And that, you know, the way they want to currently practice this kind of thing. And if the election of the Donald didn't convince them to change their ways, what will come next will not be anywhere near as pleasant. The ability to discuss and debate issues in good faith is a key principle that is essential to the maintenance of a democratic republic, period. Now, that's a real principle, not one of those bogus principles of the convenience FritoCon fellow travelers endlessly babble about, like, as true conservatives, we must lose like gentlemen, or fighting back is icky and scary and not who we are. The principle of reasoned debate is critical. If the American people can't use reason to determine how we govern our government, then that leaves hitting each other over the head, which sort of defeats that whole purpose of having a democratic republic. Now, the problem for the left is that when we reason, they lose. Leftism has a historical track record unblemished by success. And that includes its effeminate little brother, American liberalism, whose greatest hits include rampant crime, welfare cheats, and national decline. This legacy of failure is why the goatee Durwoods lurking around campus coffee shops in berets and, ironically, Army surplus jackets. Should they always insist to anyone within earshot that true socialism has never been tried? That always makes me scratch my head. So hope springs eternal in the hearts of the Marxists, but the rest of us have too much common sense to buy that nonsense. So being unable to convince the normals that they have nothing to lose but their chains, our leftist pals have simply given up on the idea of convincing anyone of anything at all. Instead, they've decided to go and opt for the hitting over the head solution. Except their clubs are not wooden. Their clubs are institutional and cultural. They seek to eliminate your ability to speak. That's their deplatforming part of the scheme. They want to eliminate any venue for dissenting argument. And Europe is their model. There, you can actually be arrested and imprisoned for saying things. And, you know, think about that. They do, and it gets them all excited and sweaty just thinking about it, yeah. They would love to do it here. Do you have any doubt that the Democrats back in power would ban hate speech? And do you have any doubt that hate speech would be defined as pretty much anything that you are interested in saying? If you don't believe that, look at the one area where they have nearly total power, which is academia. There's no freedom of speech there. None. Conservative speakers, on the rare occasions they're invited in, are immediately driven back out. Professors punish students who refuse to buy into the leftist lies about our country, about the climate scam, and about whether the list of all possible genders consists of more than boys and girls. Squads of purple-haired and pierced mutants who can't figure out which bathroom to use wander our campuses. A social justice warrior Stasi seeking out and punishing dissent. This is the liberal leftist utopia. Total control of the flow of ideas, total submission to the leftist elite. They would eagerly turn the whole country into Gumbo State University if they could, and we normal people would all end up majoring in obedience with a minor in toiling to subsidize deadbeats. But the problem comes when you get to America outside of academia, and the left does not have total control, and that frustrates them because people are still free to say things they don't like. And that's awful and terrible and so bad. They reject the idea of reasoned discussion because the idea of discussion raises the possibility of ideas contrary to the left. And leftism always wilts under the harsh light of reason. Therefore, they cannot tolerate discussion or reason. So they have to undermine the principle of discussion or reason. Reasoned discussion requires good faith argument, an argument that accurately characterizes the opposing view and refutes it with facts and evidence. So since the left can't refute conservative arguments with facts and evidence, history and human nature are insurmountable obstacles, they need to attack arguments normal people are not making. It's a bad faith straw man strategy. And it manifests itself in the new obtuseness, the stubborn insistence that what someone just said is somehow something entirely different than what he actually said. This becomes the new fancy lying. I love the fancy lying. That always cracks me up to think about it. The new obtuseness was in full effect recently when Trump called the MS-13 dirtbags animals. And despite the video of him discussing these evil gang-banging scum, the left and their media window lickers insisted that he was calling all illegal aliens animals. And they knew it wasn't true. They just lied, knowingly and intentionally. They do it all the time. And we're supposed to disbelieve our own lying eyes and ears. And the ploy is getting more common. The NRA rejection of the idea of an unaccountable government bureaucracy being able to ban citizens from exercising a key natural right merely by putting their names on a list. That has demonstrably been proven to be full of errors because the NRA wants to let terrorists buy guns. This fits in with how all of us NRA members are terrorists because we refuse to give up our rights because of some crime we didn't commit. This is the new obtuseness, the fresh take on old-fashioned dishonesty. Then there's the idiotic idea that Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick thinks exits cause school shootings because conservatives deny exits or something or other. I'm not really sure which it is. Apparently, do something only means disarming innocent citizens and does not include doing anything that might actually address the problem, like hardening the target by limiting access, as occurs, you know, in every other single secure area in our society today. The new obtuseness counts on you being stupid. Always stupid. Now, the tactic doesn't really work. No one who can count to 21 without taking off your shoes and pants buys this baloney. But what it does make the normals really, really mad. So using the new obtuseness feels real good right now. Take that, Trump, take that. But it's not a good long-term strategy, and this is a truly a double-edged sword. Any strategy that makes you effectively defend MS-13 is a bad one. And I can't wait for the campaign ads this fall. This kind of rhetoric doesn't inspire normals to give up and allow the left to win the fight over policy by default. Instead, it encourages normal people to tell their opponents to Molon lobby. So double down on democracy, leftists, because you won't like what's at the bottom of this slippery slope. That is a guarantee. There's nothing couth here for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. All right. If you drive up on a school, any school in the United States today, there's going to be a sign that says drug-free, gun-free school zone. Violators will face severe federal, state, and local criminal penalties. I think it's made out of plastic. It's normally over the entrance only sign. Remember that. Because every time we have these attacks of this type, and there will be more, all of the talking heads out there today in media clamor for something they call common sense gun control. Now, the latest massacre in Santa Fe, at Santa Fe High School, led to the murder of 10 people by a deranged teenager, Demetrius Pagurcius, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who stole the firearms from his father. He stole a revolver and a shotgun. He suffered, I guess in his mind's eye, intense humiliation from a would-be girlfriend, and then he went on a shooting spree in unhinged retaliation. And that, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is beyond terrible. The rapid pace of these kind of massacres must be confronted, especially at public schools. The media doesn't help at all. They overcover these tragedies and relentlessly push a gun control agenda. We still don't know what happened in Las Vegas. Following the Santa Fe shooting, CNN fudged the numbers, lumping in gang shootings and accidental deaths with mass shootings that had targeted schools. And they also mocked Texas Lieutenant Governor Patrick, claiming that he blamed the number of exits and entrances to the high school. Which he was right. So, honestly, diminishing the number of entrances at the school will better protect schools. Or, let's rephrase that. It will better, what it does is it's going to, you can have all the entrances you want, but you better be able to control them and monitor them. And listen, that means be in control of the entrances. They're never unmanned by somebody that has the school's interests at heart. Even in California, school boards are reducing the number of ways anybody can enter a school. And these proposals can eliminate dangerous malefactors. David Hogg and the rest of Parkland and the other left-wing mainstream media agents like the LA Times focus on the mass shooting firearms. Get rid of the guns. How about we tax the bullets while we're waiting? Chris Rock suggested as much in one of his comedy routines. And these proposals are not enough, and they're never going to work. So no matter how much common sense comes into the discussion, the regressive left refuses to recognize that guns don't kill anybody. An assailant has to aim the barrel and pull the trigger. It's not the guns. And thankfully, Texas elected officials are not calling for gun control. They're not targeting the Second Amendment in any way. Yet. Conservative experts are talking about the over-medication of our youth, the removal of God from our schools, the disregard for the rule of law from elected officials. The biggest problem, however, remains the schools are mandated gun-free zones per federal mandate. And it's astounding that still so few want to talk about, especially among the Second Amendment proponents. The Gun-Free School Zones Act, passed in 1990, is part of a larger crime control bill introduced by U.S. Senators Joe Biden and Herb Kohl, both Democrats. And it was signed into law by George H.W. Bush. And using a similar, I hate this part, but I have to sign the whole bill rhetoric that was seen recently employed by Trump over the omnibus bill, he disliked the gun-free zone aspect. He called the gun-free zone law an overreach, and the United States Supreme Court agreed later that same year. The court struck down the because it overly stretched the Commerce Clause. And 4 years after the bill was signed, Congress passed and Bill Clinton signed the Brady Law, with U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein strapping on a scary-looking assault rifle to bully and shame anyone who was opposed comprehensive gun bans. 7 years later, with U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno's promptings, Congress revised the law to get around the Supreme Court primary objections. 21 years later, and no comprehensive lawsuit has emerged to challenge this nonsense. How many schools have been targeted for mass shootings? Well, the answer to that is easy, too many. Why should anyone be surprised? The kids are sitting ducks. But we need more gun controls, right? Yeah. It's already against the law for a minor to own a gun. It's also against the law to bring a gun onto school grounds, you know, and expect to be recognized peace officers to carry a gun without a permit in Texas, to saw off the barrel from a shotgun, you know, et cetera, EIEIO. In California, criminal enhancements exist to ensure greater punishment, but not deterrence for gun crimes, but we've seen our own eruption in gun violence on school campuses nonetheless. And it's already illegal to murder people with a firearm, too, but that didn't stop Demetrius or Nicholas Cruz or any other mass murderer who raised hell on public school campuses. Both sides of the political divide have fomented into pushing for gun control or allowing more good guys to keep guns and bear arms. We should be talking, as pro-Second Amendment advocates, we should be talking about ending that. Right now, you break the law, and I break it every day, basically. If someone brings a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school, they face federal penalties like 10 years in prison. One suspect faced those charges for firing a shot at the Charlottesville, Virginia rally last year, tiki torches notwithstanding. School wasn't in session that weekend, so the statute has become more arbitrary than meaningful. It gets worse if someone discharges the firearm near a school, even if it's to take down an assailant and protect the public. Even in constitutional carry states like Arizona, citizens obtain a concealed carry permit, which allow them to carry a firearm on school property, but they cannot use the gun. Which, you know, the only thing I can think of to describe that is stupid. That's ridiculous. The stupidity has to cease. Ending this gun-free zone policy should be the focus of our Congress. Not mental health, not different types of exits, not even, you know, that there's so many things we should be putting this aside just to end this. So what's the point of carrying a gun if you can't use it? So there should be a lot of things we say yes to. Yes, let's have constitutional carry. Yes, let's remove the unconstitutional barrier to owning a gun. But let's fight to make schools safe again and repeal the Gun-Free School Zone Act. That's the first thing we got to do. We've got to look at this and say, hey, enough with the stupidity. I'm in the run-up to going to the fighting pistol class at Tactical Response right now. I'm having to do some things that I haven't done for a class before. Like, I've never taken knee pads to a tactical pistol class, although I would have liked to have had them. at a few pistol classes I've been to, so having knee pads is a good idea. Technology is great. Back when I was in the military, when we would do a rush and we'd fling ourselves to the ground, we didn't have no stinking knee pads. Then after a while, we didn't have no stinking knees. So I've had to do some other stuff that I didn't necessarily want to do that I'll get into later. But looking forward to the class, though. I am looking forward to the class. I got a few more things I probably need to get a hold of. But listen, the thing about going to one of these classes that James Yeager is looking for, and any instructor should be looking for, is you come to the class with an open mind. You come to the class thinking, I'm going to learn something new, and I will learn something new. It's, you know, the little things that some of these guys where you fire, then you look left and right, and you're scanning, right, stuff like that. That's fine in some cases, but, you know, if I'm in a shooting situation, I'm going to be moving a lot laterally, so there's going to be more than scanning going on after that goes. But anyway, that's a discussion for another day. Well, maybe we'll have it in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.